Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
And my name is Pauline. So glad you're here with us today. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our show is Questions and Answers. Questions and Answers. Well, this is an interesting title. But what does it have to do with today's lesson?
Well, our friends are busy, but they are using good English questions and answers that we can all practice.
That is very true. We have questions that are really important, and you have to keep using them again and again. Well, let's take a look at our Read It to get started.
It's Tina's husband's birthday. She will take him to Don's Steakhouse. Don's is famous for its desserts. It's expensive, but Tina thinks everyone deserves a treat on their birthday. The mayor came to have a meeting with Carol today. He was the gentleman in the nice suit. Alex and Rob don't know what the meeting was about.
Thanks for that reading help, Pauline. Hey, I didn't know it was Tina's husband's birthday.
Yes, it is. What do you like to do on your birthday, Peter?
Well, I don't like to have many friends and a big party. I just like to have a few friends. We'll make dinner or go somewhere.
That does sound nice. Although, to be honest, I usually like a lot of friends at my birthday party.
That's right. I could tell that about you.
Well, we are going to learn a lot today. Let's get started. But of course, first, we need to learn our keywords with Christina.
Hello, Tina 先生的生日要到了。Tina 打算带他去吃牛排大餐。牛排就是 steak. She is taking him to Don's Steakhouse. 这家餐厅的甜点很有名。甜点是 dessert.Don's is famous for its desserts. 这家餐厅虽然不便宜，但是 Tina 觉得生日的时候都应该对自己好一点。Everyone deserves a treat on their birthdays. 动词 deserve 表示值得，应该得到。今天市长莅临电视台来开会，市长就是 mayor. The mayor came to have a meeting. Alex 没有见过市长，所以就问Was he the gentleman who was wearing a nice suit? 他是不是那一位穿着西装的绅士？名词 gentleman 就是绅士。
Hi, James. Have you ever eaten at Don's Steakhouse?
No, but I hear it's really good. And Don's is famous for its desserts.
I know. I'm taking my husband there. It's his birthday.
That will be a nice treat.
I think so. But it will be an expensive treat.
Well, that's what birthdays are for, aren't they?
Yes. Everyone deserves a treat on their birthday.
When you want to ask someone about something they have done in the past, you can start with this same question. Have you done something?
Yes. This is when the time is not specific. It's just in the past. Have you eaten ice cream? Have you gone to the zoo?
And you can answer, I have, or I have not.
When we use a specific time,Then we use the word do. Did you go to the zoo last week?
And the answer is I did or I did not. Okay, so let's get back to Don's Steakhouse.
This is a name of a restaurant. A steakhouse has a specialty for, yes, you guessed it, steak.
Steak is a cut of beef that is very thick.We usually grill it. It is very, very tasty, but it is also very, very expensive.
I hear people think it's really good.
Oh, well, I thought you were a vegetarian.
Well, yes, but I hear it's really good, and I hear we have a really good
calendar phrase.
I hear it's really good.
I hear it's really good.
我听说那真的很棒。
You'll love this restaurant.
I hear it's really good.
They have great pie.
I hear it's really good.
They have great cake.
I hear it's really good.
They have great coffee.
I hear it's really good.
Where did you hear all of this?
From you.
I hear it's really good.
I hear it's really good.
我听说那真的很棒。
When you are talking to friends about restaurants, just use this phrase. I hear it's really good.
So, this place is famous for steak. Famous means that it is very well known.
I hear students use famous sometimes when they mean popular.The grocery store is popular. Many people go there very often.
Of course, everyone knows about the grocery store, but that is not what makes it special. Let's say there was a special store called Pete's Supermarket, and there was only a few, and everyone knew about it and wanted to go there. That might be famous.
So, what is Don's Steakhouse famous for?Yes, the steak, but something else as well.
Don's Steakhouse is famous for desserts, and Christina is famous for her teaching. Let's visit her right now.
James 听说这家牛排店以他们的甜点闻名。Don's is famous for its desserts. 形容词 famous 就是闻名有名的。句型 be famous for something 就是以什么而闻名。请注意介系词要用 for, 例如某家旅馆以它优良的服务而闻名。The hotel is famous for its service. 夏威夷有名的东西很多。Hawaii is famous for many things.
Thanks, Christina. So Tina is taking her husband there.It's his birthday.
That is a nice treat. A very nice treat. An expensive treat, too.
Well, I think that we all like going to nice restaurants to celebrate birthdays. That's why we earn money, right?
I guess so we can go to nice restaurants. Well, that's what birthdays are for, aren't they?
I guess. And going to Rebecca...is a great place to learn our grammar points, right? Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, friends! Today we're going to have some fun because we get to learn a grammar point. Let's say that you say something and then you want to make sure that what you said is correct. You can use this grammar point. For example, that's what pets are for.Aren't they? Here's another example. That's what vacations are for. Aren't they? Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, friends, make sure to practice that at home. But right now, it's time for a short break. We'll be back after this. See you soon.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Peter, if it's your birthday, do you prefer to go to a really nice restaurant or have someone cook you a nice meal at home?
Well, in my family, we say our home is the best restaurant in town. So, yes, I would prefer to stay at home and we'll cook a good meal together.
I guess that's a good point. It has to be a good cook, right?
That's true.
All right. Well, we've got more to learn. Let's go ahead and watch Conversation B.
Alex, did you see the mayor when he came to visit today?
I think so. Was he the gentleman who was wearing a nice suit?
That was him. He came to have a meeting with Carol.
I wonder what they talked about.
Who knows? He only stayed for about 15 minutes.
Carol will probably tell us about the meeting later.
I'm sure she will.
Okay, so now we have a question where the time is specific. Did you see the mayor when he came to town?
When he came to visit today is the specific time. Wait a second, the mayor came to town?
Yes, he did. Wow, the mayor is a very important person. A mayor is in charge of a city or a town. Do you know who your mayor is, Peter?
No, I don't. I forgot his name, although they are important. So the mayor is in charge of a town or city, but the governor is in charge of the whole area where there is the towns and cities. Every state in the United States has one governor.
Well, Alex answers a question, or does he? What was his answer?
Well, he replies, I think so. He doesn't sound so sure, right? This is a way of saying yes, but also telling a person that you yourself don't really know the answer for sure.
Yes, he said he saw a gentleman who was wearing a nice suit. A gentleman is a man. When we talk about people like this, we use the word lady for a woman.
The gentleman who was wearing a nice suit. That is a good way to describe people using the word who.
The teacher who was wearing glasses. The student who had a red backpack. Can you try a sentence?
So, it turns out that Alex did see the mayor. Rob says that was him.
Wow. Why did he come to the office today?
Well, he came to have a meeting with Carol. Let's look at this sentence. He came to do something. I came to the office to work.
The student comes to school to learn. I went to the mall to buy clothes.
So the mayor came to have a meeting with Carol. I wonder what they will talk about or what they talked about.
Hey, Peter, did you know that Christina wants to teach...
I wonder what Christina wants to teach about.
I was about to tell you, Peter. She wants to teach
us... I wonder what Christina wants to teach about.
Peter, okay, Christina, now it's your turn.
今天稍早市长来电视台开会了。Alex 说 ,I wonder what they talked about. 不知道他们谈了些什么。动词 wonder 表达一个人不知道、不清楚某件事，但是很好奇想知道。除了用 I wonder what 之外，也可以用其他类似的代名词，比如说 I wonder where he lives now， 不知道他现在住哪里。I wonder when she wants to go， 不知道他什么时候要去。Wonder 后面还可以用 if 是否。I wonder if he will join me。不知道他会不会加入我们。I wonder if it'll rain later. 等一下不知道会不会下雨。以上就是动词 wonder 最常见的两种用法。
Thanks, Christina. The mayor only stayed for about 15 minutes. He's a busy guy.
Carol will probably tell us about the meeting later.Although I am really curious to know what they talked about.
That's right. Well, friends, now it's time to review a little bit. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Steak. Steak. Let's eat steak for dinner.
Dessert. Dessert. We can have cake for dessert.
Deserve. Deserve. She deserves a vacation.
Mayor. Mayor. The mayor works for the city.
Gentlemen. Gentlemen. Three gentlemen came to the meeting. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. Every little bit helps. Now let's go ahead and review our lesson one last time. Hi, James. Have you ever eaten at Don's Steakhouse?
No, but I hear it's really good. And Don's is famous for its desserts.
I know. I'm taking my husband there. It's his birthday.
That will be a nice treat.
I think so. But it will be an expensive treat.
Well, that's what birthdays are for, aren't they?
Yes. Everyone deserves a treat on their birthday.
Alex, did you see the mayor when he came to visit today?
I think so. Was he the gentleman who was wearing a nice suit?
That was him. He came to have a meeting with Carol.
I wonder what they talked about.
Who knows? He only stayed for about 15 minutes.
Carol will probably tell us about the meeting later.
I'm sure she will.
So friends, yesterday we talked about some helpful question words, but there are also many phrases you can use to ask questions.
All right, well, let's take a look at some of them. All right, let's get started with the first. Do you know? These kind of questions have a clear answer. You do or you don't. Let's see. Do you know how to speak English? And I think all of you can say, yes, I can speak English. Now let's go to the next one. I wonder.
Oh, I wonder. That's when you are curious about something. You might say, I wonder what Carol talked to the mayor about. Or, I wonder what Tom is doing right now.
Now, you can notice that there is not a question mark at the end of this question. It's kind of like saying something, but it is a question at the same time.
Well, it's more of a question for yourself, right? You're asking yourself.
All right, let's look at the last one. Can. Can you something? Can you tell me where the mall is?
Right, I think this just sounds a little extra polite. You could just say, where is the mall? But if you say, can you tell me, that just sounds extra nice.
Yes, and the answer, of course, is either yes or no.
All right, friends, we hope you learned something with our chat. Let's go enjoy a jungle chit-chat now.
Oh, you sound happy.
I am. Today is someone's birthday, and we're going out.
That's nice. Where will you go?
To Bob's Banana House.
Bob's Banana House?
Yes, it's famous for bananas. Banana bread, banana pie, banana ice cream.
Oh, is it expensive?
Yes, but everyone deserves a treat on their birthday.
You're right. So, whose birthday is it?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, but I want to go to Bob's Banana House, so I'm looking for someone with a birthday.
Ginger.
Is it your birthday?
No.
Maybe Luke's or Christina or Serena? It's got to be somebody's birthday.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about manners. Please help me welcome my guest, Miss Edie Kitt. Hello, Edie.
Hello, Rob.
Edie, you are an expert on manners, right?
Right. I know all about being polite.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from John Feng of Miaoli, Taiwan. John writes, my family is hosting some friends from the U.S. next week. I want to be a good host. Are there any questions Americans don't like or things I shouldn't say to an American?
Great question, Sean. Every culture has different ideas about what is polite to say and what is not. You should understand other people's cultures so you aren't rude.
That's true. So what are some topics we shouldn't ask Americans about?
Well, try to avoid personal questions. Never ask someone about their weight, their age, or their salary.
Oh, yes. These things are very personal. People don't usually like to share these things with other people. What else?
Never tell an American that they have gained weight or that they look fat.
Right. People might get very angry about that.
For a similar reason, you should never ask a woman if they are pregnant.
Can you explain why?
Well, if you ask a woman if she's pregnant and she isn't, then you are basically saying she looks fat.
Right. And that can be embarrassing. Do you have any last tips?
Yes. Try to avoid asking people if they are married or if they are dating anyone. Some people don't like to talk about those things.
You're right. All right. Thanks, Edie. Really great tips. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. We'll see all of you next time on Question Time.
All right, friends. Well, we hope you enjoyed our lesson today and yesterday, all about questions. Learning how to ask questions in another language, I think, is really important. For me, it's one of the reasons I learn another language, is so I can ask questions and get to know other people.
That's right. I think there are many of us that are kind of afraid to ask questions. So maybe you can first start with, hello, my name is Peter. What is your name?
Absolutely. And then you start to grow your questions. You can start to ask, what's your favorite color? What do you like to do? And maybe later you get some more complicated questions like, have you ever been to the zoo? Or have you ever been to Taiwan?
That's right. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.